This is not Ireland's future, Conor McGregor denounces riots. Promises political action to ensure Ireland's safety. By Warner Todd Houston on November 24, 2023. UFC champion Conor McGregor is weighing in again on Thursday's riot following a stabbing attack in Dublin reportedly committed by a man who was given Irish citizenship. But this time, he is directly denouncing the violence and urging his fellow countrymen to use political means to fix the problems they face. The city erupted in violence and property destruction after several Irish citizens were stabbed, attacked, and some even killed by migrants. McGregor instantly became a loud voice attacking the influx of migrants. But on Friday, it appears he realized many seemed to think he was validating the riot. Now, he is being more clear on his intentions. I do not condone last night's riots. I do not condone any attacks on our first responders in their line of duty. I do not condone looting and the damaging of shops, he wrote in a November 24 X post. Last night's scenes achieved nothing toward fixing the issues we face. I do understand frustrations, however, and I do understand a move must be made to ensure the change we need is ushered in. And fast. I am in the process of arranging. Believe me, I am way more tactical and I have backing. There will be change in Ireland, mark my words. The change needed. In the last month, innocent children stabbed leaving school. Aisling Murphy murdered. Two Sligo men decapitated. This is not Ireland's future. If they do not act soon with their plan of action to ensure Ireland's safety, I will, he concluded. This is a slightly less pugnacious position than he had taken previously. In the immediate aftermath of the riot, McGregor scorched Irish police chief Drew Harris for not doing enough to protect Irish people from the threats posed by the migrant crisis and for blaming his own people for the riots. Harris had attributed the riot to the hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology in Dublin, but seemed less willing to attribute ideology or motive to the alleged migrant who reportedly committed the attack. This brought McGregor to blast the official. Innocent children ruthlessly stabbed by a mentally deranged non-national in Dublin, Ireland today. Our chief of police had this to say on the riots in the aftermath. Drew, not good enough. There is grave danger among us in Ireland that should never be here in the first place. And there has been zero action done to support the public in any way, shape or form with this frightening fact. Not good enough. Make change or make way. Ireland for the victory. God bless those attacked today, we pray. In other remarks, McGregor called for all of Ireland to rise up to oppose the open-door migration that had brought such lawlessness and danger into their communities. McGregor took to his X account to voice his anger at the migrant crime spree, telling his followers, "We are not losing any more of our women and children to sick and twisted people who should not even be in Ireland in the first place." He said. Isn't that something? The absolute picture of weak and feeble. The most divisive of all is the weak man. One of the most horrific crimes this nation ever seen has occurred. We do not care anymore what you sad cases have got to say. In a war you are nothing. We are not backing down, we are only warming up. There will be no backing down until real change is implemented for the safety of our nation. We are not losing any more of our women and children to sick and twisted people who should not even be in Ireland in the first place. Call it what you want. We do not care. May God help us all. Ireland for victory. Dublin has suffered several stabbings, and in one incident, a 5-year-old boy and a 6-year-old girl were seriously injured. In another case, an Algerian migrant was convicted for the murder of 23-year-old Irish school teacher Aisling Murphy. Thursday's riot resulted in millions in damage to private and public property. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.